So this is a revision down, a significant revision down, the largest in 15 years that we've seen. And it basically says that the government has now overstated the amount of people who are working in this workforce. It shows weakness in the job markets over the past year that we didn't realize was there, but now we know is there. So again, 818,000 overall jobs down, manufacturing down 115,000 in this. And if you just wrote construction down 45,000. So these numbers are huge numbers in revisions down.
Meanwhile, Lee, Joe Biden's been running around claiming a manufacturing job boom on his watch.
There's a boom, all right.
Yeah. Fake. This is this right now on Topic Pulse, where we're tracking what is the biggest story, what are the biggest things people are talking about in this country by hits, clicks, likes, shares. This is the number one story in the country. It has been trending number one or number two since last night when I went to bed. Normally things don't stay that fast. Society moves fast now. People's attention does too. This is a bombshell on the American psyche. And the media moved really quickly to say, oh, it's just a conspiracy theory by Trump that, you know, the Democrats did this. He's confused. He doesn't understand how stats work. And they tried to deflect and divert from it. But it's not working. It's trending and trending and trending and trending. And you know why? Because Americans have been lectured by the Democrats for years. What is wrong with you? Why don't you understand how good the economy is? Why aren't you grateful? We've created so many jobs for you. Americans are just confused. I mean, you remember all the clips I've played by the Democrats, by their talking heads on liberal, you know, television stations, cable stations. Americans are just confused. They just can't understand how good what the Democrats have done for them, all of this is. They can't understand how great the job market is. Why aren't you grateful? It was their only talking point, and it was fake. It was fake. This is the kind of thing that deals a psychological blow, because the next thing you think, it's like if you have a relationship with a friend and you catch them in a pretty big lie, it changes your perception of them. And then you what? You begin to wonder, was anything else they told me true? Was anything else they tell us about the economy true? Are the other stats real? What's real? It's all so very fake with them.
And what's so hypocritical, Tara, is like you pointed out earlier in the show, if CEOs make false claims about the performance of their companies, they can be criminally prosecuted.
Yeah, go to prison. If you lie to investors, I mean, that's what the SEC is for, manipulating investors. It's a form of stealing. So when you put these fake job numbers out like they did, and investors make decisions based on them, we're talking what would have been billions of dollars in shifts in investment had the real numbers been out.
And of course, it's just not investors that are influenced, but it's voters.
Yes.
Right, Tara?
So look, the entire full faith and credibility of the U.S. government as it concerns financial stats for our markets has been completely sacrificed in order to fulfill the narrative needed for Democrats to get elected.
To influence an election.
Look, and we've seen this before. The lengths they're willing to go for the lie. I mean, COVID, they lied about the science of COVID in order to shut down the economy because the economy was Trump's greatest weapon. So like, okay, we'll destroy it. Their appetite for destruction in order to get power is fearsome. And we're seeing it here with these, with what they've done with the jobs. It's totally fake. Trump put this post on Truth Social. Massive scandal, exclamation point. He's right. This is a scandal. If Trump did this, Lee, in the year before an election.
Oh, yeah.
The media would know exactly what it was. A scandal. And they would call them exactly what they are. Fake jobs.
And there'd be another impeachment trial.
Sure. There'd be hearings. I mean, it would never end. The Harris-Biden administration, Trump writes, has been caught fraudulently manipulating job statistics to hide the true extent of the economic ruin they've inflicted on America. Yes, that's exactly what they did. New data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows the administration padded the numbers with an extra 818,000 jobs that did not exist and never did. The real numbers are much worse than that. And if Comrade Kamala gets another 4 years, millions more jobs will vanish overnight and inflation will completely destroy our country. Your life savings will be wiped out. With the Trump victory, we will once again have the greatest economy in history, MAGA 2024. Okay, what was the main factor that the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, was using to decide whether to continue to raise rates? Job market was too strong. So we got to raise rates. What does that mean? Well, housing market's gone. Bye-bye. Middle class can't afford houses right now. Turns out he was raising rates based on fake economic data. Faked to give the Democrats one single good economic talking point that they had created all these jobs. So what, you know, what is the, okay, what is the actual cost to people of this lie? Well, we got to keep raising rates because the job market's too hot. If we could soften up the job market, then we could begin to cut rates. Well, nope, got to maintain the lie that the Democrats have created jobs they didn't create. So what do we do? Well, we keep hiking rates based on that lie. See, it's not just a solo lie that doesn't hurt anyone. It hurts investors. But listen to this. This just came out from the House Ways and Means Committee. Most recent numbers, okay, since January 2021, the average mortgage cost on the average median price house in America is up $970 a month. Why? Part of that's interest. We got massive interest rates. Why? Well, because the job market's on fire. We got to cool it down to slow down inflation. Job market was never on fire. That's a lie. That was a lie created to get the Democrats elected.
So the increase is $971 a month.
That's the increase.
Good grief.
That's an 85% increase since Joe Biden took office.
That increase is well past what my mortgage was several years ago.
I know. It's almost what my mortgage is. Thank God I bought my house before Joe. So here, you know, what? How many hundreds of that a month is from interest rates based on fake jobs? As Powell keeps saying, I mean, go back and look. Google Jerome Powell, Federal Reserve, I've got to cool the job market. We'll know that we've, you know, tamed inflation when we cool the job market. The job market was already cooled. They were lying. They were lying to get Democrats elected so they could have one good talking point because they don't have any other. And it turns out their one good talking point, hey, we create all these jobs, fake. And I mean, here's Joe Biden lying about jobs.
Our job market remains historically strong. Our economy created more than 9 million jobs since I came to office, in no small part because of the people on this stage. Our economy created more than 1 million jobs in the second quarter.
Just lies. And then this. Oh my gosh, this from Goldman Sachs, right? Wait, hold on. From Goldman Sachs, when you start looking at, okay, well, who got jobs? Well, since October 2019, native-born U.S. workers have lost 1.4 million jobs. Over the same period, foreign-born workers have gained 3 million jobs. So that's people here on visas who they hire because of the tax advantages. And people, they know that their visa is contingent on continued employment. So you can work them 40, 60, 80 hours a week, do whatever, use them as slaves. Practically, they'll do that to get their green card. Americans are getting killed here. And you know what Goldman Sachs is saying about this? And Zero Hedge is pointing this out. Today's downward revision to payroll growth exaggerates the degree to which job growth has been overstated, reflecting the exclusion of unauthorized immigrants who are not in the employment insurance system. In other words, Goldman Sachs saying, oh, the jobs are still there. No, it looks like they disappeared. It's just that illegal immigrants are working them now. In other words, they're saying 400,000, 600,000 of the jobs didn't really disappear. It's just illegals have taken them from Americans. So it looks like they're not there. And that's good news? That's good news. And Lee, the Walls Harris Walls plan is to accelerate that, because when you look at their immigration platform here at the DNC, The bill that they have that would give illegal immigrants mass amnesty for everybody, I mean, unless you've committed a pretty heinous felony, you're getting it. It also comes with a provision that would fine U.S. employers thousands of dollars if they discriminate against people for being illegal immigrants. In other words, when they show up here, they are entitled to a job. If you are found to be only hiring Americans, the federal government will investigate you, fine you, and maybe shut you down. If you don't hire illegals. So it elevates immigration status to the status of race. If you say, well, you know, I'm only going to hire people of, you know, white people here in my business. I don't want anybody else. Well, you know, federal government investigates you. You could be fined. You'd be open to lawsuits. They want to, basically what this legislation does is includes immigration status. So a person from Mexico who just came here illegally last week has a right to a job where you work. So this accelerates that process of just shifting jobs from Americans to people not legally here. And if you think, well, I'm college educated, I'm white collar, this won't affect me. You put that in a piece of legislation and pass it as the DNC is saying it's their goal, you're going to have doctors, lawyers, engineers the world over, and they're going to come here. And you know why they're going to come here? They don't have to cross the desert anymore. Just flying them in illegally on planes. They're still legal immigrants. He's flying them in on planes, giving them a QR code. They're going to come here, take your job. Down there at BMW, when they find out, wow, I've got to hire a certain percentage illegal immigrants as engineers, or I'm going to have the DOJ down my throat if that legislation passes. You're going to be standing next to illegal immigrants who are educated and from around the globe. This is crazy, as we literally have to create fake jobs to pretend we have job growth. We don't have job growth. So what we're talking about is the jobs that exist are going to begin to be parceled out to those who are not Americans. Or you could elect Donald Trump. You could elect Donald Trump. Shocking news stat from the House Ways and Means Committee. The average increase in the price of a mortgage, be what you pay in your mortgage, between when Joe Biden took office, I still can't get over this, and now, $970 a month increase. You don't get anything extra for that. That's on the median house. That's the brutal toll of inflation. Or your monthly payment on a mortgage between the day Joe Biden took office, if you bought a house that day, or if you buy a house today, 85% more you'll pay a month. 85% of a mortgage payment's a lot. It's a lot. It's brutal. And yet, I mean, so that's a lot of pain. The Democrats didn't make any mention of that. No, they wanted you to feel Oprah's pain. Did you hear what she said? This is going viral. Oprah, mind you, is a victim. Oh, it's so sad. I bet she could afford an extra $970 a month for a mortgage on just a median priced house. Take a listen to this.
From the Redwood Forest, love those redwoods, to the Gulf Stream waters, I've seen racism and sexism and income inequality and division. I've not only seen it, at times, I've been on the receiving end of it.
I'm sorry. She's worth $2.7 billion. Poor baby. God, that must have been so bad. I'm sorry for you. I don't know how you got through it. What do you have? 100 million for every racist incident that ever occurred to you? Can't make it in America, poor thing. Guy, every day, you know what's so sad? Every day, my mom, I would come home from school, and my mom had Oprah on. She loved Oprah. Absolutely loved Oprah. Same with my mother-in-law. On in the house without fail, every day. White women loved her. Black women loved her. Everybody loved her. She did good journalism to her credit. Back then, before things were so divided, nobody cared what color she was. If they did, she wouldn't be worth $2.7 billion. Racist? Are you kidding me? And this is the crud. They cram down people's throats. The very people who can't buy a house anymore because of the Democrats' policies. It's unbelievable. And it's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse if you elect them. Here's John Taffer. Interview on Fox Business. He's from that Bar Rescue show. Talking about what it will mean on top of this disaster of economy, which it turns out we have a job creation crisis that we didn't know about because they were lying about it. He says, what happens if we go from 21% corporate tax rate to 28, which is, by the way, 3 points higher than communist China corporate tax rate?
A communist country, China, is 3% lower than us. So two things, Stuart. From the business standpoint, of course, it's a disaster. We're going to see reductions in payroll, reductions in other ways, price increases, things to offset that impact. From an American standpoint, how do we compete in a global marketplace when our companies are paying a higher tax rate than our largest competitor that is a communist government and they're 3 points lower? Stuart, it destroys the business on a local basis, and it weakens America's economy on a global basis. These are policies that make no sense. Stuart, when you start to put these things together, words like catastrophe appear. And that's the most horrifying of all. These decisions can't be made on an isolated basis. They have to be made on a collective basis that puts us on a plan to move forward.
But I mean, is there an actual grasp of economic reality in the Biden administration? Okay, keep in mind, we just learned total number of jobs we were told were created last year, 2.9 million. Turns out 818,000 of those were fake. So, I mean, that's a thing you would think our commerce secretary would know. I mean, after all, that's her only job. Gina Raimondo, appointed head of the Commerce Department by Joe Biden. She's at the DNC and she's asked, hey, you know, this thing with the, you know, 30% of the jobs created last year being fake, is that going to affect these campaigns? She's asked. Listen to this.
When you hear that, do you potentially think that this new numbers could be a liability for this campaign?
No. When I hear that, first of all, I don't believe it because I've never heard Donald Trump say anything truthful.
It is, though, from the Bureau of Labor.
I'm not familiar with that.
You're not familiar with the Federal Bureau of Labor statistics? It's the main government agency that puts out all statistics, including GDP, jobs, all of it. Percentage of GDP. Let me play that again, because you really got to wrap your mind around it. This is the Commerce Secretary of the United States of America. Oh, 818,000 jobs. Yeah, Trump just made that up.
When you hear that, do you potentially think that this new numbers could be a liability for this campaign?
No. When I hear that, first of all, I don't believe it because I've never heard Donald Trump say anything truthful.
It is, though, from the Bureau of Labor.
I'm not familiar with that.
What do you do with your time all day as Commerce Secretary? Like, that would be ABC 123. If you don't know that, you need to go back to kindergarten. These people. Oh, my gosh. To listen to the media, the DNC convention's the best it ever was. It's amazing and joyful, wonderful. Everybody loves it, really. Or do they? Is this DNC backfiring on Kamala and the Democrats? You know, when Kamala Harris, when this convention started, a little before it started, last week, you know, Kamala Harris had a 7-point lead in the poly markets. What's the poly markets? Where you could go bet like you would on a sports team. You can go bet on politics. So highly informed people go in bets like buying a stock. Last week, Kamala Harris had a 7-point lead over Donald Trump. You remember most Republicans pulling their hair out, including me, because he'd made a couple of really dumb mistakes. Like, just why are you even talking about that, dude? Stick to the prompter. By the way, notice he's come back to the prompter. I think Corey Lewandowski has got him firmly strapped to the prompter, and he's on fire when he's on the prompter. He's just amazing. So they have the whole DNC showcasing the Democrats. And normally, your convention causes you a bump. It did for the Republicans. Harris had a 7-point lead going into the thing. How's that going now? Not so good. Trump, right now, 52%. Harris, 47. It's reversed. It's reversed. Rich Barris tweets, why are Donald Trump's odds of winning the presidential election getting better during the DNC? Is people getting a look at these people? They're nuts. Weird would be a word. By the way, did you see this? The BBC, British Broadcasting Company, interviewed a DNC delegate on the floor who gave the best explanation of price controls and what they really do and what they're actually intended to do that I've ever seen. I'm wondering if stuff like this isn't why Kamala is plummeting compared to where she was last week. Take a listen. BBC interview. They're just going around the floor asking people who are there, the delegates at the convention, hey, what do you think about this and that? He tells about why he is for these price controls Kamala wants to try.
The thing that I'm the happiest about when it comes to Kamala Harris presidency, it's the economy. And, you know, I'm really excited about how she finally wants to put a cap on prices at the grocery store. And, you know, like, look, even if price controls, you know, may lead to, like, shortages of food and basic goods, you know, the shortages will lead to rationing. And rationing, that leads to equity. And we need to be a more equitable place in America to dismantle our legacy of white supremacy. So thank you so much for hearing my voice and so many voices like me.
Price controls may lead to shortages, he says, and shortages may lead to rationing. But that's good, because that'll lead to equity. We'll all have the same. Damn! He's nuts, by the way. But that's brilliant! I couldn't describe it better myself. Yeah, it'll lead to shortages and that'll lead to rationing, but we'll finally all be equal. Equity! This guy, this delegate, he actually gets it. He understands what Kamala Harris is trying to do, and he's for it. It's communism. It's exactly what they did in the former USSR. But the guy wasn't done. He talked to the BBC, and I know this is hard to hear, but this is so good, I got to play it for you. He talked to the BBC about why Kamala Harris needs to be the president. And he said, he's a black guy. I mean, he's a white dude. He's a white dude that uses they, him pronouns. And he explained she needs to win because she's black. Just like his wife's boyfriend, who he's learned so much from because he's black too. And they're in a polyamorous relationship. Who is on the floor at this convention as a delegate? I don't know. I'll let him explain, as he did to the BBC.
What brought you out here today? Now, listen, my name is Noah Shores. I use he, they pronouns. Like, I'm just really excited that we have, like, the first black woman that could be the president of the United States. And, you know, like, my wife, right? We're in a polyamorous relationship. The lover that my wife took is African-American. And, like, I've learned so much about the struggle that people of color go through as a result of my wife's boyfriend. And so I'm excited to really do my part to show solidarity for my marginalized communities. And, like, the best way to do that is to get the first woman of color to be the commander-in-chief. And I'm really excited. I'm so pumped. Were you this?
Okay, I have he, they pronouns, and I'm so excited because I've learned so much about what black people go through from my wife's boyfriend because we're in a polyamorous relationship. That right there, that is the perfect Democrat. That is exactly the model that they want for men. Yeah, my wife has a boyfriend. I'm cool with it. Do you have a girlfriend? No. I use he, they pronouns, though. Cool. What do you think about not having food once Kamala Harris has price controls? Oh, she's black and I think it's great. No, I do. I think it's so great because then we'll have shortages and all that, but then they're going to have to ration and that can lead to equity. Bam! That right there is what they want. That's what all the brainwashing is supposed to add up to, that they start with in kindergarten. That right there. is the perfect male Democrat voter. That is the model they're trying to create. I'm dying. Oh my gosh. Okay. We'll be right back. Did you see the FBI is investigating the attack? The maggot attack. Stories coming out of the DNC are crazy. Headline, UK Daily Mail. FBI investigates Democrat National Convention attendees having maggots slipped into their breakfast. They weren't slipped. They were dumped like big piles. And it wasn't just maggots. It's worms, maggots, crickets, and cockroaches. Where did this happen? At the Fairmont Hotel in downtown Chicago. And the FBI came out to investigate, said it's pro-Palestinian activists. Okay. Here's how this would be reported if it were Republicans believed to be doing it. There's a very long history. You know who the other person is they did this to? Netanyahu. Netanyahu's hotel. Netanyahu's hotel. Leader of Israel. Why? Because it's an anti-Semitic trope. Goes back a very, very long time. Maggots and cockroaches are old Jewish tropes used over hundreds of years by virulent anti-Semites. That's the point of using them. But these protesters are Democrats. You have members of the squad outside with these pro-Palestinian protesters egging them on. So you can't point out what it means. You can't point out what it means. So FBI getting in on the investigation. Don't know if that, you know, what that means. If it's good Democrats who did it, maybe they'll get a slap on the hand. I don't know. Can you imagine if this was anyone with our side doing something so horrible? Again, it'd be full January 6th territory, domestic terrorist territory. By the way, this was one of the top 10 trending things yesterday. Okay, and apparently, I didn't realize this. It's still hilarious. That guy that I just played from the DNC, the dude the BBC was interviewing, yeah, he's actually a troll, which is so funny because he's also a perfect Democrat. Oh my God. And that's the best explanation that I have heard of price controls from anybody. Okay, let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, the Democrat vision for the future makes me sick to my stomach. Well, look, we've got a lot of good news in the news today. Again, Trump should not be gaining points when they're having a DNC convention. And yet he has got momentum right now. There's this huge swing, relatively. I mean, keep in mind, she started 7 points up last week before they went into this convention. She should continue gaining. That's why I was so afraid last week. I was afraid she'd grab the momentum, run with it. We'd never catch her again. This should not be happening. This is highly scripted, y'all. This convention is perfect. This is as good as it's going to get for them. These aren't unscripted interviews. And she's plummeting like a rock, relatively speaking, compared to where she was yesterday. I mean, sorry, last week. Now, what does that mean? Sitting right now, Trump is sitting in the poly markets, which is the political betting markets, which are usually more accurate than the polls, at 52%. He was behind her and they were practically pronouncing Her Highness the President last week. And our side was flipping out. And the only thing that's changed is the American people have gotten a closer look at the Democrats, even in a highly scripted way. And for whatever reason, they're not buying it. They're not buying it. Texter writes, Taryn Lee, the Bible describes this collection of weirdos, quote, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Romans 1:22. God shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Could be. Texter writes, Tara, one thing I keep telling my husband, all the people for this madness right now are freaks. They're weirdos and freaks. All the people that normal people do not accept in society. They finally found something that that accepts them. To listen to the media, the DNC convention's the best that ever was. It's amazing and joyful, wonderful. Everybody loves it, really. Or do they? Is this DNC backfiring on Kamala and the Democrats? You know, when Kamala Harris, when this convention started, a little before it started, last week, you know, Kamala Harris had a 7-point lead in the poly markets. What's the poly markets? Where you could go bet like you would on a sports team. You can go bet on politics. So highly informed people go and bets like buying a stock. Last week, Kamala Harris had a 7-point lead over Donald Trump. You will remember most Republicans pulling their hair out, including me, because he'd made a couple of really dumb mistakes. Like, just why are you even talking about that, dude? Talk about, just stick to the prompter. By the way, notice he's come back to the prompter. I think Corey Lewandowski has got him firmly strapped to the prompter, and he's on fire when he's on the prompter. He's just amazing. So they have the whole DNC showcasing the Democrats. You know, normally, your convention causes you a bump. It did for the Republicans. Harris had a 7-point lead going into the thing. How's that going now? Not so good. Trump, right now, 52%. Harris, 47. It's reversed. Rich Barris tweets, why are Donald Trump's odds of winning the presidential election getting better during the DNC? Is people getting a look at these people? They're nuts. Weird would be a word. By the way, did you see this? The BBC, British Broadcasting Company, interviewed a DNC delegate on the floor who gave the best explanation of price controls and what they really do and what they're actually intended to do that I've ever seen. I'm wondering if stuff like this isn't why Kamala is plummeting compared to where she was last week. Take a listen. BBC interview. They're just going around the floor asking people who are there, the delegates at the convention, hey, what do you think about this and that? He tells about why he is for these price controls Kamala wants to try.
The thing that I'm the happiest about when it comes to a Kamala Harris presidency, it's the economy. And, you know, I'm really excited about how she finally wants to put a cap on prices at the grocery store. And, you know, like, look, even if price controls, you know, may lead to like shortages of food and basic goods, you know, the shortages will lead to rationing, and rationing, that leads to equity, and we need to be a more equitable place in America to dismantle our legacy of white supremacy. So thank you so much for hearing my voice and so many voices like me.
Price controls may lead to shortages, he says, and shortages may lead to rationing. But that's good, because that'll lead to equity. We'll all have the same. Damn! He's nuts, by the way. But that's brilliant! I couldn't describe it better myself. Yeah, it'll lead to shortages and that'll lead to rationing, but we'll finally all be equal. Equity. This guy, this delegate, he actually gets it. He understands what Kamala Harris is trying to do and he's for it. It's communism. It's exactly what they did in the former USSR. But the guy wasn't done. He talked to the BBC, and I know this is hard to hear, but this is so good, I got to play it for you. He talked to the BBC about why Kamala Harris needs to be the president. And he said, he's a black guy. I mean, he's a white dude. He's a white dude that uses they, him pronouns. And he explained she needs to win because she's black. Just like his wife's boyfriend, who he's learned so much from, because he's black too. And they're in a polyamorous relationship. Who is on the floor at this convention as a delegate? I don't know. I'll let him explain, as he did to the BBC.
What brought you out here today? Now, listen, my name is Noah Shorts. I use he, they pronouns. Like, I'm just really excited that we have, like, the first black woman that could be the president of the United States. And, you know, like, my wife, right, we're in a polyamorous relationship. The lover that my wife took is African-American. And, like, I've learned so much about the struggle that people of color go through as a result of my wife's boyfriend. And so I'm excited to really do my part to show solidarity for my marginalized communities. And, like, the best way to do that is to get the first woman of color to be the commander-in-chief. And I'm really excited. I'm so pumped.
Okay, I have he, they pronouns, and I'm so excited because I've learned so much about what Black people go through from my wife's boyfriend because we're in a polyamorous relationship. That right there, that is the perfect Democrat. That is exactly the model that they want for men. Yeah, my wife has a boyfriend. I'm cool with it. Do you have a girlfriend? No. I use he, they pronouns, though. Cool. What do you think about not having food once Kamala Harris has price controls? Oh, she's Black and I think it's great. No, I do. I think it's so great because then we'll have shortages and all that, but then they're going to have to ration, and that can lead to equity. Bam! That right there is what they want. That's what all the brainwashing is supposed to add up to, that they start with in kindergarten. That right there is the perfect male Democrat voter. That is the model they're trying to create. I'm dying. Oh my gosh. Okay. We'll be right back. Did you see the FBI is investigating the attack? The maggot attack. Stories coming out of the DNC are crazy. Headline, UK Daily Mail. FBI investigates Democrat National Convention attendees having maggots slipped into their breakfast. They weren't slipped. They were dumped like big piles. And it wasn't just maggots. It's worms, maggots, crickets, and cockroaches. Where did this happen? At the Fairmont Hotel in downtown Chicago. And the FBI came out to investigate, said it's pro-Palestinian activists. Okay. Here's how this would be reported if it were Republicans believed to be doing it. There's a very long history. You know who the other person is they did this to? Netanyahu. Netanyahu's hotel. Netanyahu's hotel. Leader of Israel. Why? Because it's an anti-Semitic trope. Goes back a very, very long time. Maggots and cockroaches are old Jewish tropes used over hundreds of years by virulent anti-Semites. That's the point of using them. But these protesters are Democrats. You have members of the squad outside with these pro-Palestinian protesters egging them on. So you can't point out what it means. So FBI getting in on the investigation. Don't know if that, you know, what that means. If it's good Democrats who did it, maybe they'll get a slap on the hand. I don't know. Can you imagine if this was anyone with our side doing something so horrible? Again, it'd be full January 6th territory, domestic terrorist territory. And by the way, this was one of the top 10 trending things yesterday. Okay, and apparently, I didn't realize this. It's still hilarious. That guy that I just played from the DNC, the dude the BBC was interviewing, yeah, he's actually a troll, which is so funny because he's also a perfect Democrat. Oh, my God. And that's the best explanation that I have heard of price controls from anybody. Okay, let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter rates. The Democrat vision for the future makes me sick to my stomach. Well, look, we've got a lot of good news in the news today. Again, Trump should not be gaining points when they're having a DNC convention. And yet he has got momentum right now. There's this huge swing, relatively. I mean, keep in mind, she started 7 points up last week before they went into this convention. She should continue gaining. That's why I was so afraid last week. I was afraid she'd grab the momentum, run with it, we'd never catch her again. This should not be happening. This is highly scripted, y'all. This convention is perfect. This is as good as it's going to get for them. These aren't unscripted interviews. And she's plummeting like a rock, relatively speaking, compared to where she was yesterday. I mean, sorry, last week. Now, what does that mean? Sitting right now, Trump is sitting in the poly markets, which is the political betting markets, which are usually more accurate than the polls, at 52%. He was behind her, and they were practically pronouncing Her Highness the President last week. And our side was flipping out. And the only thing that's changed is the American people have gotten a closer look at the Democrats, even in a highly scripted way. And for whatever reason, they're not buying it. They're not buying it. Texture writes, Taryn Lee, the Bible describes this collection of weirdos, quote, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Romans 1:22. God shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Could be. Texter writes, Tara, one thing I keep telling my husband, all the people for this madness right now are freaks. They're weirdos and freaks. All the people that normal people do not accept in society, they finally found something that that accepts them. Did you see the FBI is investigating the attack? The maggot attack. Stories coming out of the DNC are crazy. Headline, UK Daily Mail. FBI investigates Democrat National Convention attendees having maggots slipped into their breakfast. They weren't slipped. They were dumped like big piles. And it wasn't just maggots. It's worms, maggots, crickets, and cockroaches. Where did this happen? At the Fairmont Hotel in downtown Chicago. And the FBI came out to investigate, said it's pro-Palestinian activists. Okay. Here's how this would be reported if it were Republicans believed to be doing it. There's a very long history. You know who the other person is they did this to? Netanyahu. Netanyahu's hotel. Netanyahu's hotel. Leader of Israel. Why? Because it's an anti-Semitic trope. Goes back a very, very long time. Maggots and cockroaches are old Jewish tropes used over hundreds of years by virulent anti-Semites. That's the point of using them. But these protesters are Democrats. You have members of the squad outside with these pro-Palestinian protesters egging them on. So you can't point out what it means. You can't point out what it means. So FBI getting in on the investigation. Don't know if that, you know, what that means. If it's good Democrats who did it, maybe they'll get a slap on the hand. I don't know. Can you imagine if this was anyone with our side doing something so horrible? Again, it'd be full January 6th territory, domestic terrorist territory. By the way, this was one of the top 10 trending things yesterday. Okay, and apparently, I didn't realize this. It's still hilarious. That guy that I just played from the DNC, the dude the BBC was interviewing. Yeah, he's actually a troll, which is so funny because he's also a perfect Democrat. Oh my God. And that's the best explanation that I have heard of price controls from anybody. Okay, let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, the Democrat vision for the future makes me sick to my stomach. Well, look, we've got a lot of good news in the news today. Again, Trump should not be gaining points when they're having a DNC convention. And yet he has got momentum right now. There's this huge swing, relatively. I mean, keep in mind, she started 7 points up last week before they went into this convention. She should continue gaining. That's why I was so afraid last week. I was afraid she'd grab the momentum, run with it, we'd never catch her again. This should not be happening. This is highly scripted, y'all. This convention is perfect. This is as good as it's going to get for them. These aren't unscripted interviews. And she's plummeting like a rock, relatively speaking, compared to where she was yesterday. I mean, sorry, last week. Now, what does that mean? Sitting right now, Trump is sitting in the poly markets, which is the political betting markets, which are usually more accurate than the polls, at 52%. He was behind her, and they were practically pronouncing Her Highness the President last week. And our side was flipping out. And the only thing that's changed is the American people have gotten a closer look at the Democrats, even in a highly scripted way. And for whatever reason, they're not buying it. They're not buying it. Texture writes, Taryn Lee, the Bible describes this collection of weirdos, quote, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Romans 1:22. God shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Could be. Texture writes, Tara, one thing I keep telling my husband, all the people for this madness right now are freaks. They're weirdos and freaks. All the people that normal people do not accept in society, they finally found something that accepts them.